Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another segment of Classical Music Adventures Sunday. The subtitle, The Wind at Your Feet Through Music. You know, each Sunday, we bring you a wide variety and style of classical music. It is not always the Beethovens and Bach or Liszt, or even my favorite two composers, Antonio Vivaldi and St. George. But because classical music is taking us on adventures through the movie industry, bringing us classical soundtracks that you've enjoyed while watching your favorite movie. I know for me, there's a certain style of movie that I watch, and I have enjoyed classical music showing me and directing me in how to write in the style that I love. Today, we have some great featured selections. We have the classical music of Snow White and the Huntsman, a film that was dazzling and exciting. A Star is Born. And of course, the original Sleeping Beauty. But Birth of Life in Snow White and the Huntsman is an amazing composition. We will also take you to England with Elizabeth, the opening theme. And again, the history of England through the soundtrack for the movie To Kill a King. Composers have to look at these films and become emotionally involved to develop a style and music fit exactly with the film. If you'd like to get into the show, you could dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. Our Classical Music Adventures comes on every Sunday from 5 to 7. And so far, our audience has grown with appreciation from across the globe. We're going to start our show off today with a track that I put together for my world exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Art Culture Center offered me 31 days to display my beautiful photography as I traveled across the country and took amazing photographs. They sponsored a 31-day exhibit that I was just totally immersed and enjoyed. Watching the public's eyes view the beautiful photographs that I captured through the lens of a cell phone. It was done in 2019, and it was spectacular. So ladies and gentlemen, we'll open up the show today with the world premiere and indie exhibit 2019, the soundtrack from the video that I produced called World Premiere.
Open your eyes so you can see everything in front of you. Take my hand so you will know everything that you can be. We're coming into focus. can do. There is no fear, only love. Coming right for you. We're flying.
As I can see from the board that we have a lot of new listeners that are enjoying the show. And again, we're going to feature some great soundtracks. And that was the theme from World Premiere, the Indie Exhibit. We're going to open the show today with an unusual prince. An unusual prince. Once Upon a Time from Sleeping Beauty, the original animation and film.
I know you've been dreaming your eyes this whole time.
And that was an amazing selection from Sleeping Beauty. We're going to present Sleeping Beauty Battle with Evil Forces.
Thank you.
that was Sleeping Beauty, Battle with Evil Forces. We now move into the section that I enjoy so much, Warcraft, The Horde. The Warcraft movie was exceptional, with music by James Newton Howard. So let us go into this adventure for Warcraft, and when we return, we will play the soundtrack to Snow White and the Huntsman. You see, children's stories started off with the telling of words and reaching a book. And Hollywood has taken those children's stories and turned them into exciting films. And with that production, you need a great sound score from a great composer who will provide that classical music background. I give to you Warcraft, The Horde, the movie intro theme.
Thank you. clouds in my head. Oh. Get a dream of a life again. A little vision of the sun in the air. And all the clouds in my head.
And that was the soundtrack, Breath of Life from Snow White. And if you have the chance to see the amazing video of the orchestra placing their talent on the soundtracks under the great voice of a unique talent, all shown on screen for Snow White and the Huntsman. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more classical compositions based on the movie industry that I'm sure you will enjoy.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you. Full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Now, I'm sure my audience is familiar with the movie A Star Is Born. There's a great original version of I'll Never Love Again that we are about to present to you on Classical Music Adventures Sunday. The Wind at Your Feet through Music.
Don't wanna start another fire.
And that was from the motion picture, A Star Is Born, I'll Never Love Again, the original version. You know, movies have been with us from our childhood to adulthood. And during our teenage years, we found movies that we enjoyed. Our adulthood brought us very romantic and exciting movies. And we will continue enjoying the music of soundtracks that will invite us into the world of the movie we're watching. I'm going to take you over to England. The track is called The Morning After the Battle. It's from a great movie called To Kill a King. And it's based loosely on fact of a time in England where it struggled for its own independence. I bring to you The Morning After the Battle to Kill a King. And I will also play the composition of Richard G. Mitchell. He created the soundtrack for the movie. And there's a special track that he created called Hollis Escapes. So let us bring to you the compositions of Richard G. Mitchell. To Kill a King.
Thank you.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
I love being a butterfly. A world of new adventure is fast becoming one of my best-selling books. When I was at the event yesterday to present the first live event for my animation character, Crystal Catherine Magic, a.k.a. KK, and a young child, a young female, asked me if she could have her hair look like KK. You know, when you present images that are positive and can be nurturing, children grab a hold of it as fast as they can. Even the young men wanted their grandmother to take a picture with the animation character KK. And I was so touched and so overwhelmed by such a great reception to my animation character. I will be using classical music background tracks, hopefully in the musical that I produce in 2022 for I Love Being a Butterfly. I think it will be appropriate and a fantastic presentation to my first musical. Now, I am excited about the direction I'm going in with my animation characters, as well as my video presentation. And hopefully next year, and not so much of a hope as it is a hard-working direction to have my own TV network next year to present the Black History series, my children's Saturday's morning, and of course, episodes from the books that I've already created and the ones I'm going to be working on. So 2022 is going to be an exciting year. We're going to continue with more music on Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. We've taken you across the water to the Channel of England, and we're going to bring you a track from the movie Warcraft, The Beginning, by Gold Dan. He's a great composer. Thank you. And as we return to center stage, the soundtrack that you just heard was from the movie Elizabeth, made in 1998. It's a biopic of the Virgin Queen Elizabeth and her rise to power in England, showing the corruption in her court with assassinations, unsuitable suitors, and political rivals. The movie is as close to the true life of Queen Elizabeth. The movie stars Kate Blanchard as the Queen, Geoffrey Rush as Sir Francis, Joseph Finnis, Robert Dudley, Michael Hirst, Kathy Burke, and Emily Mortimer. The movie is filled with a lot of adventure. Tim Bevan is in the movie. When you write a biopic, you try to keep as close to what the general public has read about in a history book or had a chance to view in another film. The director was Shekhar Kapoor. The movie grossed $82 million. It was released September 8, 1998, in Venice, the Golden Age, Francis Walsingham and John Ballard. There is a listing of the full cast and crew on IMDb, which is one of my favorite movie sites. You will find critics and reviews, Rotten Tomatoes, which is a leading critical analysis of films, gave it a rating of 82, which is still a high rating. The more movies that are produced and created, the closer we get to teaching history in a much more fascinating and amazing way to teach. I learned a lot from films, a little bit stronger and better than just only reading the book. And you'll find that a lot of people will say they've read the book. They also enjoyed the film. Now, a book will always give you a lot more. Like in the movie To Kill a King, it's basically talking about Oliver Cromwell, who wanted England to operate up under a democracy, which never happened. But the movie is just amazing. And it reminds me of all the things I learned in school about the subject of Oliver Cromwell. And when I'm at a social party and I'm discussing with other socialites that read the same type of books and movies, we discuss how close the movie was with reality. You'll find a lot of the movies, you'll find the artwork in galleries. You may eventually find a sword being on auction from the time period in England where Elizabeth ruled. So there's a lot you can learn from the movies, from the scripts, and from the characters that will give you a worldview. Hopefully, we will see more movies about the African culture, Hannibal, and African Americans. We need more movies. We need more plays. We need more soundtracks so that our young audience will be enthused about history. We're going to take a quick break at 6:14, and when I return, we'll have more great music from the motion picture industry, but it's some I know you will enjoy. We're going to turn our attention to our break with Beyond Dreams, the full trailer
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Classical Music Adventures on Sunday. Now, we were just speaking of having the excitement to learn, especially from a movie. I remember seeing the 5 to 6 movies on Wyatt Earp. Back to the originals that I had a chance to view, up to the most current edition with Val Kilmer. And there were various characters who played Doc Holliday, who was a true character, as well as Wyatt Earp. And so I got a chance to view this history of this lawman and gunman, gambler, Doc Holliday, through the eyes of movies. Now, I've also read various books. I have a book out on Bass Reeves, the first black U.S. Deputy Marshal in the United States. And I've seen small movies, small shorts on Bass Reeves. And there is a museum that has a lot of the information on Bass Reeves. So as Hollywood continues to produce other various versions a Bass Reeves story, you will find classical compositions bringing to life the story of this amazing gentleman. So some people will have read the book and be able to follow the movie in detail. And of course, the movie will shift events because of time not because they just want to stray away from the bases, but there's only so much time to produce a movie. So while you're reading the book and enjoying the movie, you'll have your conversational points, just like I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday at the event. And he was talking about Bass Reeves, and he purchased the book, and he had some knowledge of it, and he had seen a couple of the movies. So I think as we progress with teaching, we will use sound scores in the classrooms to hold their attention. We will use the events happening in the movies on paper so that they can have this information to compare their own views of those characters. And as we evolve into teaching history through music, movies, and videos, we will find the students a lot more attentive than just the dry reading of a book. So there's a lot of things we can use the sound score for. And we may not all agree with the composers, but we will find that the youth or the students will be fascinated with blending sound scores with information. We're going to jump back to Robin Hood, a 2010 original sound score starring Russell Crowe. And the original Robin Hood was done some time ago. That was the sound score from the 2010 film featuring Russell Crowe as Robin Hood. The original Robin Hood was produced in 1908. It was called Robin Hood and His Merry Men. It was a silent film directed by Percy Stowe. And the first appearance of Robin Hood on screen was in 1908. That story has survived from 1908 and is currently and consistently being talked about as a film worth watching. In 1912, Robin Hood was another silent film starring Robert Frazier. And in 1913, a silent film starring William Russell. The theatrical version, starring Douglas Fairbanks Jr., was in 1922. And The Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn, that became a popular movie alongside Olivia de Havilland, was in 1938. In 1976 and in 1991, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was starring Kevin Costner in 1991. Featuring a role with Morgan Freeman. So the movies have a way of attracting stars and actors that will take an old script and bring it to life. so that the older generation that watch Robin Hood will be just as familiar with the ones who watched Kevin Costner and Morgan Freeman. There's a lot to be said about sound scores and music that will always enhance the movies that we watch, which is why they left the silent film area and hired composers and people in music to bring to life the stories we enjoy. It is 6:30. We have 30 more minutes left on our classical music adventures. And I want you to write down some of the names of the films, like Warcraft. I want you to take a look at that and see how music has introduced the gaming industry, the classical music. This is the theme of Warcraft. Warcraft was introduced as a video game in 1995, Warcraft II, Tides of Darkness. In 1996, Warcraft Beyond. 2003, 2004, and 2007, the World of Warcraft. And as the video industry continued to grow, now the movie, Warcraft. You see, that's amazing about production. We'll hear a name of something and we think it's brand new. We think that this is the first time that it's been introduced. And the video industry has been using motion picture soundtracks behind the videos, within their trailers, within their commercials. And it slowly seeps its way into our life, where we enjoy the music and the movies at the same time, along with the video games. There are a lot of things that classical music is involved in. And you'll find it in the back of your mind, no matter how much you say, I'm not sure if I enjoy classical music. But there's something about classical music that is intrinsic in our life. We turn now to the movie, To Kill a King, with the escape of Hollis, who was a real-life figure in the politics of England, followed by The Morning After the Battle, and the soundtrack, of course, composed by Richard G. Mitchell. And the amazing part is I did learn a lot about the history of England. Next Sunday, we're going to feature the music genius and composition behind some of the best movies with the composer Quincy Jones. I don't think there's anybody more amazing than Quincy and the work he's done. And we're going to feature the soundtrack from Shaft by the composer Isaac Hayes. You see, classical music styling is not only from the earlier centuries, but it is from men and women who desire to put out the best music for a motion picture. And I don't think there's anybody better and more talented than Quincy Jones. That's the amazing talent that he's done for Hollywood. As we continue with our last 15 minutes of the show, I am thoroughly enjoying our motion picture introduction to the public for classical music. The track you are about to hear is called You Cannot Defeat Me, from the movie Snow White and the Huntsman.
Thank you.
Now, the amazing and breathtaking new version of the legendary tale of Snow White is from Joe Roth, the producer of Alice in Wonderland. Also, producer Sam Mercer from The Sixth Sense, an acclaimed commercial director and state-of-the-art visualist, Rupert Sanders. You see, children's stories and music, again, just breathe imagination and life and sometimes joy into our way of thinking. Florence and the Machine is the young lady you will hear singing the phenomenal track Breath of Life from the movie Snow White and the Huntsman. And it's going to be our last track for the evening, but it's an amazing track. And don't forget, next Sunday we're going to feature Quincy Jones, one of the best music composers in music. Quincy has a large list of accomplishments and movies that you've watched and soundtracks that you've enjoyed. So again, Classical Music Adventures, that's what this show is all about. Classical Music Adventures, taking you to levels of understanding how important music is, especially in composition. I bring to you, ladies and gentlemen, Breath of Life from Snow White, and it's performed by Florence and the Machine. It's amazing.
Why?
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, bsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars. You can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Thank you.